Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. As we navigate the many demands and distractions of modern life, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters and to get caught up in the pursuit of things that ultimately won't bring us lasting fulfillment. As we study the Word of God today, we will explore what it means to prioritize our relationship with God above all else and how this can lead us to a life of purpose, significance, and eternal rewards. May the words of this message inspire and challenge you to examine your own priorities and draw closer to our loving Creator. The topic is Setting Right Your Priorities, and our Bible text is from Mark chapter 4 verses 18 to 19.
Mark chapter 4 verse 18 to 19, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, verse 19, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful.
As humans, we often get caught up in the rush of life and the endless demands of our daily routine. It's not uncommon to find ourselves getting lost in the shuffle, as we attempt to juggle everything that life throws our way. However, as believers, it's important that we set our priorities straight and ensure that we're putting God first in our lives. The Bible speaks extensively about the importance of setting our priorities straight. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, Jesus tells his disciples, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." This verse reminds us that when we prioritize our relationship with God, everything else will fall into place. It's not about putting our needs first or worrying about how we'll accomplish everything we want to do. Instead, it's about seeking God's will for our lives and putting him at the center of everything we do. Another verse that emphasizes the importance of setting our priorities straight is found in Colossians chapter 3 verses 23 to 24. It states, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." This verse reminds us that everything we do should be for the glory of God. We shouldn't be working to impress others or seeking recognition for our accomplishments. Instead, we should be working to honor God and serve him in everything we do. When we set our priorities straight, we're not only honoring God, but we're also taking steps to improve our own lives. By putting God first, we're able to find true fulfillment and meaning in our lives. We're able to experience a sense of peace and contentment that comes from knowing that we're following God's will for our lives. In Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths." This verse reminds us that when we put our trust in God and acknowledge him in all that we do, he will guide us and lead us in the right direction. One of the challenges that many of us face when it comes to setting our priorities straight is the sheer number of things that demand our attention. We're constantly bombarded with emails, texts, phone calls, and other distractions that can make it difficult to focus on what's truly important. In Mark chapter 4 verses 18 to 19, Jesus warns about the dangers of being distracted by worldly things. He says, "And others are the ones sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful." To avoid being consumed by worldly distractions, it's important that we take intentional steps to set our priorities straight. This may involve setting aside time each day for prayer and Bible study or making a conscious effort to eliminate unnecessary distractions from our lives. It may also involve taking a step back and evaluating our priorities to ensure that we're truly putting God first in everything we do. Another way to set our priorities straight is by focusing on our relationships with others. In Matthew chapter 22 verses 37 to 39, Jesus tells his disciples, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." This verse reminds us that our love for God is closely linked to our love for others. When we prioritize our relationships with others and seek to serve them, we're also honoring God and living out His will for our lives. Setting our priorities straight isn't always easy, and it may require us to make some difficult choices. For example, we may need to say no to certain activities or commitments in order to make time for God and prioritize our spiritual growth. In Matthew chapter 16 verses 24 to 26, Jesus tells his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul?" This verse reminds us that following Christ requires us to make sacrifices and give up worldly desires in order to gain something far greater, eternal life in Him. When we set our priorities straight, we also create a foundation for a life of purpose and significance. We're able to identify what truly matters in life and make choices that align with our values and beliefs. This can help us avoid feelings of regret or emptiness that come from pursuing things that don't ultimately matter. In Philippians chapter 3 verses 7 to 8, the Apostle Paul writes, "But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ." Paul understood the importance of setting his priorities straight and making choices that were in line with his faith. He recognized that everything else was secondary to his relationship with Christ, and he was willing to give up everything for the sake of gaining a deeper understanding of who God is. As we strive to set our priorities straight, we can find comfort in the knowledge that we're not alone. God is always with us, and He is eager to guide us and lead us in the right direction. In Psalm chapter 32 verse 8, we read, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." God is our ultimate source of wisdom and guidance, and He is always ready to help us prioritize our lives in a way that honors Him. In conclusion, setting our priorities straight is essential for anyone who desires to live a life that honors God and brings true fulfillment. By putting God first, we're able to experience a sense of purpose and direction that can't be found anywhere else. We're able to find peace in the midst of chaos, and we're able to make choices that align with our values and beliefs. So let us make a conscious effort to set our priorities straight, and let us trust in God to guide us on this journey of faith. As we do so, we can be confident that we're living a life that is pleasing to Him and that will ultimately lead to eternal life in Christ. As you go today, take a moment to reflect on your own priorities. Are you putting God first in your life, or are there other things that have taken precedence? Are you using your time and resources in a way that honors God and reflects His love to others? Are you willing to make sacrifices in order to prioritize your relationship with Christ and live out His will for your life? Take some time to consider these questions and ask God to help you identify any areas in your life where your priorities may be out of alignment. Pray and ask for His guidance as we strive to set our priorities straight and live a life that is pleasing to Him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today with humble hearts, acknowledging that we often get caught up in the busyness of life and lose sight of what truly matters. We confess that we have allowed other things to take priority over our relationship with You, and we ask for Your forgiveness. Lord, we pray that You would help us to set our priorities straight. Give us wisdom and discernment to know what truly matters in life and the courage to make choices that align with Your will. Help us to put You first in our lives and to prioritize our spiritual growth above all else. Lord, we also ask that You would help us to love others as You have loved us. May we be willing to serve and sacrifice for those around us, putting their needs above our own. May we be a reflection of Your love and grace to everyone we encounter. We thank You for the gift of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave up everything for us. Help us to follow His example and to live a life that brings glory and honor to You. We pray all of these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Joshua chapter 11, chapter 12 and chapter 13. And for the evening, Luke chapter 4 verses 1 to 32. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.